Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity of learning more about you. I pray that you will help us to really get into this passage and be able to apply some of the things that you're teaching us. In Jesus' name, amen. Brilliant. It's great to see you all. Now, in church and Sunday school, we've been looking at a big overview of the Bible. So, last week, we learnt about God making a promise to someone. Does anybody know the name of the person? Not quite nearly. Abraham, perfect. And before that, we learnt about the flood. And who was involved in that? Noah, fantastic. And right at the very start, we learnt about creation and how God made everything. And he made the first man and the first woman. Does anybody know what they were called? Adam and Eve. So well done, Sunday school teachers. Now today, we're going to be looking at the rescue. And it's not like Shrek rescuing Princess Fiona. It's about God's big rescue plan. So, I'm going to need a few volunteers to help me in a second. Now, before I tell you about today's story, I'm just going to give you a little bit of background. Last week we learned about Abraham, and today we're going to learn about Moses. And in between that time, loads of things happen in the Bible, including the story of Joseph. Now, if you don't know about Joseph, ask your parents to tell you about it later. But God had told Abraham that he was going to make him into a great nation, and he was going to give him a land. So it would be God's people, in God's place, under God's rule. But Abraham's great-grandson, Joseph, ended up in a place called Egypt. And 430 years later, God's people are still in Egypt, and they're under the control of Pharaoh. So who would like to come up and be Pharaoh? Okay, do you want to come then? Thank you. So Pharaoh was full of his own self-importance. He even had a picture of himself on his garment. So here you go. Can you get in? Run the other way. Excellent. And we'll even give you a nice crown or hat to wear. And because you're really important, we'll give you a throne. So here you go. Happy enough? Good. Now look serious. Good. Now this particular Pharaoh didn't like God's people. He was scared of them, I guess, because they'd grown so numerous. And now we have God's people who are in the wrong place, in Egypt, under the control of Pharaoh. That's not the way it was supposed to be. It was supposed to be God's people in God's place, under God's control. So we're going to meet the main character of our story today. Who would like to be that character? I'll become. And the main character of our story today is a man called Moses. So would you like to put this outfit on, please? Thank you. Over your head. Excellent. And as with all Old Testament characters, he's going to have some crazy hair. There you go. So we'll put that wig on. And he's got a staff. Fantastic. Well done. Now Moses, one day, was out in the fields with his sheep. And he saw something very peculiar. What is it? He saw a bush that was on fire, but it wasn't burning up. Can you see it up there? And then he got a little bit closer. And something even stranger happened. A voice started coming out of the bush.
Moses! Moses!
So Moses said, "Here I am." Big loud voice.
"Here I am."
"Do not come any closer. Take off your shoes, for you are on holy ground."
Whoa, I think we have to do something. What do we have to do? Yeah. Take off our shoes, definitely. Let's get them off. You okay with them? There we go. And then the voice continued.
"I have indeed seen the misery of my people in Egypt. I have heard them crying out because of their slave drivers, and I'm concerned about their suffering. So I have come down to rescue them from the hand of the Egyptians, to bring them up out of the land into a good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey. So now go, I am sending you to Pharaoh, to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt."
Wow. So God had told Moses that he wants him to go to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh to let his people go free. Now, Moses was a little bit frightened by this stage. I think I would be as well. So he was so frightened that God even allowed him to take his brother Aaron with him. So here we go. We'll come over. And here's Pharaoh looking very strict and serious. No messing here. So you're going to ask Pharaoh, God says, let my people go free.
God says, let my people go free.
What do you think Pharaoh's going to say? Any ideas?
I've got one.
What do you think?
No.
Exactly. He's going to go, no way. So look strict.
No way.
No way. But then God tells Pharaoh through Moses that he's going to send him 10 warnings. And these warnings are called plagues. Each time God would send a plague, Pharaoh would say, make it stop, and I'll let you go.
Make it stop, and then I'll let you go.
But this Pharaoh is particularly sneaky. And every time God made it stop, he would change his mind and keep God's people. And he was using them as slaves at this point. Then God told Moses to go to Pharaoh and say, if you don't obey me, the worst thing is going to happen. I'm going to kill all the first sons in Egypt. Are any of you guys first sons? Yeah, I am as well. It's a bit frightening. But God told Moses to tell his people that they were to kill a lamb and put the blood over the door so that when God passed through Egypt, he would know that that lamb died instead of those people. So at midnight, what God said came true. That was the final straw for Pharaoh. Pharaoh stood up, put his finger out, and said, just go!
Just go!
And at that point, God's people were free to leave Egypt. And you think that would be the end of the story, and everybody lived happily ever after, the end. Do you think that's the end? No. So I'm going to need a few more volunteers here at this point. Would you like to move over there? Would you like to move over there, please? And sit on this side. And would you guys all like to move over here, please? Brilliant. Fantastic. So, at this point, God's people went out into the wilderness. So Moses didn't quite know where to go. So God sent a big pillar of cloud for them to follow during the day, and a pillar of fire for them at night to give them light and for them to follow. So off we go. Let's go. God's people, stand up. Let's go for a little walk. All you guys here, you can stand up. Come on. Thank you. And you can stay over there. Come on. We'll go for a little walk. And at this point, God's people got to the Red Sea. So over here, you're in control, Moses. Everyone's following you. And just stand there. Thank you. And when they got to the Red Sea, they looked behind them. And what did they see? They saw dust. They saw chariots. Because in between the time whenever God's people left, Pharaoh, who had a habit of changing his mind, changed his mind again. Because Pharaoh and all his officials realized they'd lost all their slaves. Who was going to make the bricks? Who was going to do all the work? You guys have left. They've nobody to do it. And so Pharaoh took his fastest chariots and his armies and decided he was going to bring his slaves back. Now, if you were one of God's people, what do you think you would do? What would you do? Any ideas? Run? Now remember, you've come from Egypt. God has rescued you and he's shown you some amazing miracles. Are you going to be worried? What do you think? No, you'd think possibly they wouldn't be worried because God had been so great to them up to this stage. But what do you think they did do? Any ideas? What do you think they did? Don't know. Well, what they did do was moan. Can you believe that? They just started moaning to Moses and saying, why did you take us out of Egypt? We would have been better off there. You brought us here to die in graves. Are there not graves in Egypt? We'd have been better off as slaves. But Moses was great. Moses said, stand firm. Don't worry. God's going to fight for you. All you have to do is stand still. And this is where we need the adults. So adults, could you do me a favour and stand up, please? And could you shuffle into the middle? And you're going to be the Red Sea. Excellent, well done. So, here's God's people. Here we are. There's the Red Sea. There's no way through it. There's the Egyptians and their chariots and the army. And God told Moses to put his hands up over the waters. And then he sent a big east wind. And it separated the waters. Adults, would you like to move in, please? Can you believe it? So there was a big block of water here, a big block of water here. And God's people, the Israelites, were able to walk safely through. Off you go. Fantastic. Keep going. Follow Moses. Excellent. And when you get to the end, you can stand there. Brilliant. But the Egyptians here were desperate. They wanted the slaves back. And God had sent the pillar of cloud behind his people and had sent these Egyptians into confusion. Now, if I was an Egyptian and I saw a big wall of water here and a big wall of water here, there's no way I would go there. But they were desperate for their people, so they decided they were going to go and get the Egyptians. But, whoa, halfway through, you know what's coming. God told Moses to put his hands over the water again. And as the Egyptians went through, they were swallowed up by the waters. Fantastic. Adults, have a seat, thanks. And young people, brilliant. Come on down. Come on back down. Moses, bring all your people down. Thank you. Excellent. Now, have a seat, thank you. As this is an education service, and as I'm a teacher, we always have to look for the teaching point. And I think, have a seat there, Moses. I think there's two things we can really learn from it. Pharaoh, can I borrow you? Can you come up here? First of all, oops, it's hard to stand up on that. First of all, if you are not a Christian, do not be like Pharaoh. Pharaoh was full of his own self-importance. He thought he was in control, and he thought that he could fight God and win. Do you think he stood a chance? No, he had no chance at all. And the second point I think I would bring out of this passage is if you're a Christian, remember how faithful God has been to you in the past, how faithful God is now, and how faithful God will be in the future. Don't be like the Israelites when they got to the Red Sea and saw the Egyptians. Whenever troubles came, instead of trusting God, they started getting moan at God and be angry. And remember that lamb. That lamb took the place of God's people. And later on in the Bible, we'll find out about how Jesus came to die in our place as well. So young people, can you do me a favor? Can you stand up, please? Turn around to the adults and give them a round of applause for being a great Red Sea. And adults, give the young people a round of applause for being great as well. Have a seat. And thank you. And we'll just finish in prayer. Dear God, thank you so much that you are an awesome, mighty, and holy God. And thank you, Lord, that you do take care of us. And please help us remember all the times you've been faithful to us. Amen. Great, thank you. And would you like to go back to your adults now? And we're going to have our final song now. Thank you.